Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Travel and Leisure Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, October 28th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of travel and leisure news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
The Building Texas show spotlights the Charmadillo, an eco-friendly glamping destination in Texas Hill Country. The Building Texas show, hosted by Justin McKenzie, shines a spotlight on the Charmadillo, an eco-friendly glamping destination in Texas Hill Country. Founder Sarah Rothstein shares her vision of creating a regenerative boutique retreat on 44 acres of raw land, blending Texas hospitality with sustainability. Recognized as a top 10 hip camp newcomer in the U.S., the Charmadillo offers a unique experience deeply connected to nature and small-town charm. Join McKenzie in rediscovering the magic of Centerpoint and plan your next hill country escape. Learn more about the Building Texas show on YouTube and book your stay at the Charmadillo for an authentic Texas experience. Michelle Segesser honored as godmother of Viking Honir. Viking celebrates 100 ships worldwide with Club Cruise and Heather Viking. Michelle Segesser, Vice President of Trade Development and Training at Viking, was honored as the godmother of the new Viking Honir ship in a ceremony in Basel, Switzerland. The ship's name, Honir, reflects Norse mythology, symbolizing wisdom and intelligence. Michelle's dedication to travel advisors has earned her this prestigious title. Viking founder Torstein Hagen's focus on culture and history has shaped Viking's success as the most awarded cruise line. The newly named river ships, along with Viking's commitment to enrichment, highlight the brand's dedication to providing exceptional guest experiences. Club Cruise CEO Amanda Huber praises Michelle's leadership in elevating the guest experience and notes the rising demand for Viking World Cruises. Stay tuned as Heather Viking and Amanda embark on an ocean executive training retreat to enhance their expertise and bring valuable insights to future Viking travelers.
Rare 1956 Mercedes-Benz 300C in original strawberry red joins the DFW Car and Toy Museum. The DFW Car and Toy Museum has added a rare 1956 Mercedes-Benz 300C sedan to its collection. This model, known as the Adenauer, features its original strawberry red color, a unique choice for a luxury sedan of its time. With only 885 built in 1956, this car is a standout with a 3.0-liter inline-six engine and a three-speed automatic transmission. The museum founder, Ron Sturgeon, praises its dignified yet bold design. The car's rare color, Webasto sunroof, and preserved interior make it a showstopper. The Mercedes-Benz 300C is a highly collectible piece of automotive history, and this example is among the most eye-catching. Visit the DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth to see this impressive addition.
Avista Resort named 2025 Best of the Best in Lodging by American Bus Association. Avista Resort, a premier oceanfront hotel in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, has been named a 2025 Best of the Best award winner in lodging by the American Bus Association. The award, presented by Destinations Magazine, acknowledges Avista Resort for its exceptional service, hospitality, and group travel experiences. Known for its outstanding accommodations and personalized service, Avista Resort was selected for its excellence in welcoming tour operators and group planners. Director of Sales, Kim Lewis, expressed gratitude for the recognition, highlighting the dedication of the Avista team. Offering condo-style accommodations, pools, and on-site dining, Avista Resort is a trusted destination for group tours and special events. The resort is also committed to supporting local nonprofit organizations. For more information, visit www.avistaresort.com. Reading gets better with age. La Posada residents celebrate National Book Month. Residents at La Posada in Palm Beach Gardens are celebrating National Book Month with their popular book club, which has reached full capacity with 17 members. Led by longtime reader Connie Tozer, the club meets monthly for lively discussions on a variety of fiction and nonfiction titles. La Posada supports the club by providing large print and regular print copies of each book, as well as encouraging ebook usage. The club fosters friendships and a sense of community, while also promoting the benefits of reading in later life, such as improved memory and reduced stress. La Posada's executive director, Brad Cattier, emphasizes the importance of lifelong learning and curiosity within the community.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Travel and Leisure Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.